Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Hayam Abayz, six lines from the bottom, by the word Shiurin. So says the Gemara, we had just mentioned Rav's Memra, that Shiurin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin are a halach l'maisim esinai, which we explain means that they don't have a makar lehedion the psukim, but we know it from a halach l'maisim esinai. Ask the Gemara, Shiurin daraisa ninu. It's not true, Shiurin are daraisa, meaning we see it in the Torah, in the psukim. It's not just a halach l'maisim esinai. Which pasuk do we see it from? The pasuk says that Eretz chita sa'ira v'gefenu te'ena v'rimayin, Eretz zay shemenu dvash, v'am Rav Chanin said that kol pasuk this whole pasuk is coming to teach us different halachos of shiurim. Chita is to teach us lebeis hamenuga for a person who goes into a house that has saras. Did not we learned in the Mishnah hanichnas lebeis hamenuga a person who goes into a house that has saras v'kelev al kseifav v'sandalav v'tabaisav biyadoi shuhu v'hein tamei miyad. If he's holding his clothing, if he's holding his shoes or his ring, so then everything him and everything he's holding, they become tamei right away. Habal abayis itame, and so all these things were baal abayis. So they all become tamei right away. Hayalavish kelav. However, if he's wearing his clothing, v'sandalav v'raglav, his shoes are on his feet, v'tavaisa be'etzbaisav, and he's wearing his rings. So then, who tamei miyad? He's going into the house, so he's tamei right away. V'hein tahirin, but they're tahir. At least they don't become tamei right away because they don't have a din of habal abayis because they didn't go into the house. They're being warned by the person. The person went into the house. Ad sheyishek v'dechtei achilas pras, until they're in the house for a certain amount of time, known as kedei achilas pras. Once they're in the house for that amount of time, so then they become tamei as well. And Rashi brings the drasha for that. But now, what is the shir of kedei achilas pras? So the Gemara explains paschita and v'loy pasayrin. It's dafka when a person eats a half a loaf of wheat bread, not barley bread, may save leaning va'icha beliftan and eating it with a dip. That's the shir of kedei achilas pras. So chita is to teach us about the shir of kedei achilas pras. So ayra is to teach us that nan etzem kisayra. If a person has the bone of a mace, that's the size of a barley seed. So it's metame b'magu b'masa. It's metame b'magu b'masa. Ve'enei metame b'ayo. And it's not metame in a ayol. It's not meaning it's not metame if it's in a room. It's not metame other things in the room. That has to be a larger shir. So again, so ayra is to teach us the din of etzem kisayra. Gefen is kedei revias yayin l'nazir. That's the shir for the isra achila of the nazir. Te'ena is kogregeres lahitzah Shabbos. That's the shir of haitzah for food on Shabbos. The rimoin d'tnan kol klei balabatim shiuran kirimoinim. That the shir for of a hole inside of a kli of an individual that is considered broken is once the hole is the size of a pomegranate, so then the kli is considered broken. Le'inin kabbalas tuma. Eretz shai zayishemen. So eretz shakol shiureha kezaisim. That's to tell us that it's a land that everything, all the shiurim of everything is a kezayis. In fact, the Gemara kol shiureha salkadaitach, you really mean the shir of everything is a kezayis. We just listed a few things that the shir is not a kezayis. That it's an eretz that most of the shiurim are kezayisim. Many things that the shir of them, many different mitzvahs, isuri achilo, the shir is a kezayis. Devash kekesavas agasib yom kippurim. That's the shir for to be chayv kares for eating on Yom Kippur, is if a person eats a date. Honey comes from a date, so it's called devash, but it's to teach us about the shir of kekesavas agasa. But the point is amud araisa ninu, we see that shiurim are really learned from a pasuk. It's not a halach l'maishim esinai. Says the Gemara v'tisvara, you really think that that's what the pasuk's coming to tell us? Shiurim miksivi, does it say the shiurim lehadi in the pasuk? Ela hilchas aninu v'kra asmachta be'amahu. Really, it's just an asmachta, and really these halachas are learned out from halacha Moshe Mesinai. Rav said also that chatzitzin are halacha Moshe Mesinai. Ask the Gemara, chatzitzin deraisin inu. Chatzitzin are learned out from a pasuk. It's not halacha Moshe Mesinai. The pasuk says, v'rachat es pesara b'mayim, which we dash from this pasuk, shelo yehei davar chaytzeitz b'nai lebein amayim. You're not allowed to have anything chaytzeitz between a person's flesh and the water when he goes to the mikvah. You can't have a chatzitza. So you see chatzitza is learned out from a pasuk. And for the Gemara, ki asoi hilchasot l'sarei. The halacha Moshe Mesinai of Rav, when he said that chatzitza, the halacha Moshe Mesinai, is talking about the fact that there can't be chatzitza in one's hair when he goes to the mikvah. By one's flesh, that's in the chanami, that's in the pasuk. That's in the pasuk. But by hair, that we don't see from the pasuk, that's from the halacha Moshe Mesinai. Kedar Rabba Bar Barchano, like we know these halachas of chatzitza by hair, like Rabba Bar Barchano taught us, Dam Rabba Bar Barchano, Nima Achas Kshuru Chaytzetzes, one hair tied and tangled is a chatzitza, Shalosh Inan Chaytzetzes, three is not, and Shtai Meni Idea, two he said he wasn't sure. But the point is that you see that hair is there's a concept of chatzitza by hair, and that's halacha Moshe Mesinai. Ask the Gemara, Sarai Nami Daraisaninu. What are you talking about? Here is also, it's learned out from a pasuk. The Chassid, the pasuk says, V'rachatz es besara b'mayim. And we darshan from there, es hatafula besari. Something else which is secondary to a person's flesh, that also has a problem of chatzitza. U'mayinihu. And what's that referring to? Sarai. It's referring to a person's hair. That by a person's hair, there's a problem of a chatzitza. So you see that it's learned out from a pasuk. It's not halacha mishum Sinai. So says the Gemara, ki asa hilchasa l'kud Rabbi Yitzchak. The halacha mishum Sinai of chatzitza is for a din that Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. The am Rabbi Yitzchak, dvar taira mida reisa, meaning from this halacha mishum Sinai, it's only a rubai hamakbid alav chaytzitz. It's only if a person has a chatzitza on most of his body or most of his hair and he's makbid about it, so then it's chaytzitz. V'she'enui makbid alav, enui chaytzitz. But if he's not makbid, even though it's on Raiv, so then it's not chaytzeitz. The gazua rubai she'enai makbid, mishum rubai hamakbid. However, Chazal made a gzera on something on a chatzitza, which is on Raiv of a person's body or hair, even if he's not makbid about it, or to a case where he is makbid. Vamiutei hamakbid, on a chatzitza that's on a miyat, when he is makbid, mishum rubai hamakbid. Or to a case of Raivu makbid, so they were gezera on miyat hamakbid. In fact, just before we just continue the thought, so frak the gemar, veligzer nami al miyut. Why didn't they also make a gzera when you have a miyat sheinoi makbid, or to a case of miyat hamakbid, which we said is chaytzitz midrabanan, inami mishum rubei sheinoi makbid, or they should have made the gzera or to a case of raiv sheinoi makbid, which is also chaytzitz midrabanan. So, and for the Gemara, he goof a gzera, vana nekov and egzer gzera le gzera, we don't make a gzera le gzera, so that's why they didn't answer that case. But al kapanim, what we see from here is that there is details of the halachis of chatzitza, which are not, we don't see these ideas of rubei hamakbid anywhere in any pasuk. So this halacha, that's what Rav meant when he said that chatzitza is halacha Moshe Mesinai. It was referring to this din of Rubei Umakbid. That doesn't, we don't see from a pasuk. That's taka halacha Moshe Mesinai.